The El Paso Chorale Society brings us two holiday concerts in one tonight at the Abraham Chavez Theater. The show will feature performances of The Gift of Christmas and Handel's Messiah. The show begins at 7 p.m. tonight, and here to provide us a preview are artistic director Prentice Lofton and saxophonist Mac Goldsberry. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the holiday season is chock full of these shows that families look forward to year after year, and you know it's part of the family fabric and tradition. How long have you been doing this, Prentice?
I think I've probably conducted the Messiah maybe 25 times.
So you know your way around it.
Oh, it's something I've been doing since I was in my late 20s.
And what do you think it is about the Messiah that resonates with people? It's one of these expected performances that you need to see.
I just got an email from a person that I don't know the person, but he said that he was going to take his grandchild to what he thinks is his 15th performance that he's attended of Messiah. And I believe that many people that come from other cities are also used to being able to go to an annual Handel's Messiah performance. And one of the reasons I think it's so popular, especially among the people that want to go to a sacred work about Christmas, is that the Handel's Messiah text is taken straight from the Bible, the King James Version, and it uses only text. It doesn't have anything put in extra. It is just strictly words from the Bible telling the story about the birth of Christ. And so I think that that is probably the main thing that creates a great deal of interest among our community, is to be able to go to something that starts Christmas off with what is the true meaning of Christmas.
Right. Just kind of circle back and recalibrate. Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we do is that we not only provide what is a beautiful performance of our choir, 112 voice choir, and I guess our orchestra is about 35 players, but we also bring in professional singers from outside to sing the solos. And so each year we bring in some that are new that our community has not heard. And this year, our soloist will be Ricardo Herrera, who we all knew when he was growing up in this region. He's from Juarez. We knew him as Luis Herrera,
okay. But
a beautiful bass baritone singer. And Natanya Washer, who is also from El Paso, is now living in Baltimore and beginning her career singing. And she was very involved with her training here in El Paso, going through the junior high and high school program, but also went through the complete program of the El Paso Conservatory of Music.
And that's got to be rewarding for you now to see
it's
your
wonderful.
Students.
She actually sang as a 10-year-old in some of the opera productions of El Paso Opera.
Wow.
And so we actually were able to watch her grow from being 10 years old up through high school, then music conservatories. And now I'm able to hire her on the professional stage, which is just wonderful.
It's got to be an amazing feeling.
Yes. And then Stephanie Sanchez, who is our alto soloist, and she is originally from the Las Cruces area. And our bass soloist is from Birmingham, Alabama. And what's interesting is I noticed that he is going to be singing the Handel's Messiah the week after he does it with us at Lincoln Center with the National Chorale.
Oh, so we can catch it before.
So we get to hear it before. If we want to hear him again, fly to New York and go to Lincoln Center.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac, how long have you been involved with the chorale?
This will be my first time that I've worked with them. Mm-hmm. I teach at the El Paso Conservatory. And I've been doing that for 8 years since I moved back here from Europe. I was living in Germany before, in Berlin. And last year I went to the Handel's Messiah because my wife was singing.
Oh, so, that's a good one.
And yes, that was a real good. And I really enjoyed it. And afterwards I was talking with Prentice, and he asked me if I would be interested in doing this year with my jazz group.
What we do is the first half is it changes each year.
Oh, so that's part of the Gift of Christmas.
That's the Gift of Christmas. We used to do a program down at the train depot, and it was called the Gift of Christmas, where we would do different kinds of music. And so the second half is Handel's Messiah, part one, the Christmas portion. But the first half is what Mac is talking about.
Yeah, we have my trio with Eric Unsworth. He's a professor here. Uh-huh. And Ricky Malachi, he's a great drummer, famous everywhere. He travels everywhere.
You can't leave El Paso and not know, or live no. in El Paso and not know who Ricky
No, Ricky is just great. So we have our trio is performing, and we will start out a lot of the pieces that the orchestra is going to sing play, and the choir sings. We start out playing with our jazz trio, and so they have a little different version of the
well, yeah, the jazz
piece,
version.
For sure.
and then the orchestra will come in, and we will all sing Christmas carols, and the jazz will take it away again in another direction, and then we will bring back in the orchestra, we'll sing. And so it'll just be an interplay of audience participation, and as well as the choir doing some big pieces, and Mac's group playing some pieces. So
it sounds like it's going to be just a great time.
I'm really looking forward to doing it. I've been working on the music this week, and it's all prepared
it's
to go. It's time to do it.
Is your wife going to sing tonight?
No, she's out of town, which is unfortunate. She's in California working, so she's not going to be here this time. But it's nice to have the group, and I recorded a new CD we're going to have to sell down there, and with Eric and Ricky and with more people from around here.
Very
in our
cool.
area, and some people from Europe is on it also. So we're really looking forward to doing this.
One thing I think is cool about Mac is he's played with some of the most famous people that we've heard of throughout our lives.
Really?
Like the Temptations, the Supremes, and Cher. I mean, he's played
what?
With Cher.
How did you play with Cher? Give us a Cher story.
Oh, this is a good story.
Let's hear
one
it.
Of my best stories. My friend Warren Covington, he used to run the Tommy Dorsey Band after Tommy Dorsey died. He contracted many shows in New York when I was living in New York City. So there was a tour of Africa with Cher. So they wanted the horn section. We had the brass.
Now, what era are we talking, year-wise?
This is in the 80s, early 80s.
Oh, headdress Cher. Okay, yeah. Keep on going.
She changed costumes every couple of seconds when she would just
yes.
walk by.
That's my favorite Cher, by
yeah,
the way.
She, it was terrific, and she was so nice. And we went to Africa, and we played like several concerts around. And one time I'm sitting down in the hotel room in the building and in the lobby, and she walked up to me, and she asked me if I wanted to go bowling with her. I thought she was talking to somebody else. You know how I'm
did you turn around?
Yeah. And so there was a bowling alley in the complex itself.
Uh-huh.
So I said, sure.
Yeah, who
she
says
was
no
so
to that?
Nice, and so I went bowling with her. So that's my
did you win?
Story. I did pretty good the first time, but then all kinds of people started coming around
well,
and
yeah,
watching
yeah, Cher at the bowling alley.
And so then I started doing not so good. But I was getting nervous, all these people. But it was fun. She was really, really nice person.
We've got about 3 minutes, and we have an elephant story that I think would be fun to
oh,
share.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I used to be the director of El Paso Opera. I did that for 13 years, and when we did Aida, I decided I was going to hire an elephant, a camel, and two boa constrictors and some belly dancers.
Do it right.
Just to really do the show. So the elephant was supposed to come in on a Tuesday, and it didn't come in, and I was getting really worried because it was like 1 o'clock at night, and it still hadn't gotten in. So I was down in South El Paso at the fairgrounds trying to see where the
right dude
why
was
is
the
it
elephant.
Coming in. I couldn't reach the person by cell phone. And so I was just down there waiting, and finally I just went into into one of these 7-Eleven type stores, and I said, have y'all seen an elephant? And they looked at me like, okay, what have you been drinking? But anyway, a person in my office, a volunteer, had told the people when they called about our schedule that they didn't really need to come in on Tuesday, but they could wait and come in on Wednesday because the elephant, you know, they didn't really need to practice.
And
anything.
In the meantime, you're hanging out in South El Paso.
And I'm in South El Paso. So there's stories like that. And even the lights went off that night. You know, sometimes in El Paso, the lights go off. And they went off downtown, and it was dark in the theater. The emergency lights didn't happen at that time. And so there we were. No lights. And I was thinking, oh, my God, does this mean I have to return all of the ticket money? And then I thought, Prentice, that's not your biggest problem. You have an elephant backstage.
There's an elephant
with
in the
no
room.
Lights. So there's many stories about, you know, the operas and, you know, the Messiah that we are doing. There's also many stories throughout the years. But one thing that I think is exciting about the Messiah this year is I would say that 2/3 of the choir is new. You know,
wow.
It's a new generation of singers, and they're wonderful singers. And we even have training classes for the ones that do not read well. We have an education program before the rehearsals that we have or when we're not in rehearsal, where we are training our singers to read and training them with theory so that they can not only be stronger with us, but they can take
stronger performers.
They can take it back to their church choirs.
Mm.
We have one church choir that has, I think, 7 or 8 members in the chorale that are all attending the classes, and their directors there.
It's got to be amazing.
And so it is cool to have that kind of an effect on people. So I hope that people do come to the performance tonight and see what we're developing.
Well, I hope that the lights will be on tonight.
I hope so.
Mac, we wish you, is it a break a leg in music? Or
that's what they say sometimes.
All right. Well, we're going to start off with The Gift of Christmas, and then we'll go into Handel's Messiah. And I mean, Prentice, you've done this year in and year out, but I know every year's got to be a little different for you.
Yes, we have done everything from large performances to one time we performed with a 24-voice professional choir, which is actually a part of the chorale that you'll hear tonight. But we have performed the Messiah at the Catholic Diocese functions. We have done sing-alongs in churches. We've done it a number of times at the Chavez Theater. I think a few years ago we sang the Messiah with the El Paso Symphony. And it has been a part of what I do for many years, and so it'll be nice to bringing it back once again to the Chavez.
We thank you for that. And you can still get tickets to the Messiah today. They're available at Ticketmaster. Today, my guests have been Artistic Director of the El Paso Chorale, Prentice Lofton, and Saxophonist Mac Goldsberry. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.